Now we are seeing at Gummerson's refined his original theory, the person responsible for marketing, and he refined his theory and he described three type of relationship. That's R1, R2, R3. That is classic there, the relationship between a seller and a customer representing the basic of commercial exchange. The relationship between a seller, the vendor, the person who sells, and a relationship, the person who sells the vendor with a customer, where it is on the basis of commercial exchange. Anybody doing any service, for example, as a charity, that is not a commercial relationship. So commercial exchange is the relationship that we are talking of. The R2, the classic, the three-way relationship between a seller, customer and a competitor. So a lot of people, when they market the product, the attention is also done, so what is my competitor offer? Many companies, mobile phone companies, have come up with a product. Everybody wants to say, now you see 4G's have come in. Many phone companies are saying, when people are shifting to another brand, the phone companies from where you move will always ask you, why are you moving? We can match you. So that is another R2 explanation. The classic network used there to represent the relationship with the distribution channel. So you pick up as a marketing team, and then you pick up a distribution channel which is not supplied through you but through your distribution. That is the example which Gummerson has done for R3. Now, special marketing relationship, when we talk of special, this relation can be effectively applied only in specific industries like industrial products and services marketing. For example, as I said to you, a chemical, detergent, or anything that is required in industry, like a diesel. A diesel will be only used by industries into their production unit, or selling of some of the software or hardware for some of the industries. So that is a special marketing relationship. These require a separate consideration owing to their unique characteristic. Example would include, now I would come to another special market, which is police authorities, national health services. There are a lot of police services which are now being offered. Government is marketing very strongly the police department is taking care about narcotic, special attention to senior citizen, special attention to ladies. That is being marketed by exhibiting on the vans of the police. Likewise, the National Health Service, one of the Swachh Abhiyan, which Government of India, by the Prime Minister, we are now talking of the Swachh Abhiyan. This is a special type of a marketing which has come to us. This would lift the civic sense of the people. So both are different special type of a marketing. Mega relationship, now we talk about another marketing area. This occurs at higher level and set the condition in which market relationship can operate. So big relationship on a very large scale. Like, for example, we give you an example of European Union. Those of you know what is European Union. These are a group of European countries who have come together and agreed on selling of their product as one country. European Union becomes one country, and products produced by, which could be an agriculture product, which could be an industrial product, which could be a consumer product, marketed as one production unit, all European Union. And few of them also have one common currency, which is Euro. So that's an ideal example of mega relationship. Whatever is being marketed, it is marketed in the name of European Union. Then mass media communication by large corporate is another example of such mega relationship. So mass media communication coming in largely to the people and selling their product, and then nano relationship. These are the small little levels of relationship. For example, client supplier relationship and internal relationship. These are nano relationship. The word nano has been picked up for a small little thing. Nano is that type of a relationship where a relationship exists between a client supplier and relationship between internal suppliers. So there is a, now no industry goes without criticism, and criticism, if it is constructive, it should be taken into that context. Criticism is very good to improve you. It is very good write-up or feedback to be obtained if it is positive as well as negative, but if it is critical, where you can live. So what is the criticism going on? The criticism generally we say into three broad categories. It is not a new concept. A lot of people say relationship marketing, it's not a new concept. In old times, somebody used to say, for example, horses in old days, how it was sold, somebody would bring horses and say, these are my horses, I'm putting up sale. And then looking at the horse supply, you buy the horse, traditional way. Then it is too fragmented. Now they say, because of the lot of change into it, lot of channels, it has become too much fragmented. There is no, it's not one point of contact. And then it sounds good. Some people criticize saying that it is okay on paper, but this does not work. We are okay with our old school of thought. I would like to buy, I would still go to an end user and buy my product. I would don't want to get used to this marketing sort of activities. But these are the criticism. Every marketing company, every marketing personnel has to pick up this in the context of what is going on and bring the changes according to what is required. In branding process, a relationship means providing information that has a unique value to customer based on information. So what is branding? You have to come up with a brand to be marketed. And that means information that is a unique value. What customer need, that should be your branding. And that way you understand the needs of customer and the product is branded. For example, white shirts in India are not in great demand. So if some company comes up, especially people who are on the field, it looks presentable, white shirts are the best choice for men, but with the Indian weather and lot of carbon around, white shirt is not worth for one day itself. So these are the example of understanding customer's need. No shirt manufacturing company would only manufacture white shirts. Yes, I can understand for office users or for government uniform or for airline, this is required. But as a layman, an end user will not like a white shirt to be bought. And all in his wardrobe, he has got white shirts. Coming back, following are some important benefits. Let's talk about that. Increased loyalty. Now, what has happened in the marketing process? The loyalty has increased a lot. People are now loyal and it is on the increase. But decrease in acquisition cost, it has decreased considerably. More business from existing customer is coming in. People are looking, targeting them. Happy customer brings you more customers without spending money on marketing. So that's one area of bringing in the customer. Cross-selling. For example, if you are sitting as a travel agent cross-sell, he just not only works as an account or an order taker, a travel agent would say, sir or ma'am, do you want me to book for you a hotel? Do you want to book for you a car? These are cross-selling. Likewise, you go to, for example, you go to a fast food joint, they would say, ma'am, sir, what else? we have got a Pepsi to be topped up, we have a soft drink to be topped up, and that's the price. So that is a cross-selling. And upselling, you just say, if you pay extra so much, we can make this to a large or an extra large soft drink. So this is an upselling. Business firms would adopt relationship marketing only if it has a potential to benefit them. Many of the business firms would only adopt this if they feel that yes, marketing this product will bring them some benefit. Some business consultants think that relationship marketing is one of the rescue operation during economic downturn. Yes, that works a lot. Some of the people still keep saying and criticizing that. Yes, when the marketing is down, when the product sale is down, that is the best time because people should not forget the product. But again, it's a criticism that can be dealt. Yes, you can use and bring your products up by timely marketing of your product during economic downturn. And when a customer enters into a relationship with a firm, they are willingly forging other options. So you have already taken some commitment from your customer when he has walked into your product store, your product when he's buying. He or she has agreed that yes, you have been successful in marketing and influencing that customer to buy your product. Some of the personal motivation to do the result from, for example, in motivation is what you can do is greater efficiency in decision making. You can't say to a customer, okay, I'll come back to you next week. That's a very bad handling of a customer. Customer is interested in buying that stuff, it should be immediately decided, yes, I would check if it is not with this store of ours, we'll get you within next 24 hours, this product is there. Efficiency in decision making. Achieving more thinking in decision, using of mind and thinking positively about the decisions. All elements of decision, mind setting should be used. Deduction of perceived risk. Of course, in the future decision, you have to think of the concept of what is going to be the future. Nobody knows the future. Future is not in hand of any individual, but definitely you can implement something in future decisions. Keynotes, few keynotes to be learned. After sales service, periodic or as required maintenance or repair equipment by its manufacturer. For example, if you buy a car, there is always a time frame that there is a periodic check. So that's called after sales service. And that at times are either offered for free or very minimum charges done or levied on the passenger or the customer or the end users. So that is an after-sales service periodically offered within the same pricing. Then client, customers of a professional, a service provider, or the principal of an agent or a contractor. So we are now understanding what is a client. Is a professional service provider or a principal of an agent or a contract. That's a client. Corporate goals now as a keynote. The corporate goals are defined as those specific ambitions or quantifiable targets. Those are set by an organization of which it commits to so as to achieve its corporate mission and objective. Every corporate has its goal. Every corporate set these goals to reach to a particular quality of service and delivering the product and meeting the marketing needs. So that goal set to, basically the idea is when you set a corporate goal, every corporate defines that it's an ambition and the target set by the corporate, so that the customer is happy, customer needs are met. Corporate profitability, everybody knows these are also called as net income. Every industry, every product, every marketing company sees that there is a income, and the amount remaining after all the cost is the profitability. Everybody runs the business for profitable achievements, and profitability is very important. Cross-function, denoting or relating to a system whereby people from different areas of an organization work together as a team. So you work with a company, another function with other areas of business, and you achieve something as a team. So you have a car rental company that's providing, and you provide the guide. So they work as a team for a successful tourism marketing. Again, we have got into explanation. A customer is a person, a company, or the other entity which buys goods and services produced by another person, company, or the other entity. Customers in different industries are known with different titles also. For example, in an airline, a customer who is flying is called passenger. Likewise, a customer who is staying at a hotel is a guest. So, a customer that goes to a doctor is a patient. So, different industry, different words, but ultimately, a person can be a company, an individual, a company, or an entire group of setup that buys goods or services for which you have done marketing. Customer defection, which means a customer being lost, going to someone else, or customer that has churned out. Churning out means gone out of your system and in the customer turnover. And customer retention, one which is retained because of the good qualities of your service, because of your marketing activities, you have been able to retain. Somebody once started drinking a particular brand of soft drink, continues drinking it forever. That is the retention of your customer. Customer satisfaction, very important thing, and that is again an important thing, because the degree of satisfaction provided by the good will be satisfactional element of a customer. It differs from person to person, but there is no measure to check what is the satisfaction level. It could be in numbers from 10 to 1, 10 being the high, or very good, good, excellent, these type of thing. But nobody can say, I went on a holiday to XYZ country and I did not feel happy because I was down with fever. That is not a customer satisfaction gauging standard. Then we come to distribution. A marketing channel is a set of practice. That's a practicing the channel. I've spoken in detail into previous my slides that when a marketing channel is a set of practices or activities necessary to transfer the ownership of goods. So somebody seller, the goods goes to another person or another company from the point of production to the point of consumption. So you are talking about some being produced, a services being produced, passed on, and which consists to the customer, or it goes from one production to consumption, and it consists of all the institutions and all the marketing activities in the marketing process. Economic value, assessed value of an asset based on its ability to generate income. Definitely, again, this goes that what would be the economic value of a particular product when you check with the assets based on its ability to generate income. A measure of benefit that an economic factor can gain from either a good or a service. Who are the influencers? The influencers are individuals who have the power to affect purchase decision. Influencer, for example, the wife can be an influencer for her husband, asking him to buy a wristwatch, or a husband telling the wife to buy a particular dress material. So he's an influencer. And likewise, decisions made on the basis of marketing is those called influencers. They feel that they have the authority. Authority may be authority of buying, authority of money, and the knowledge of the product and the relationship or the position. What is the marketing? We are going through the few important terminologies which keep coming in the marketing. So in marketing, objective is to goal set by the business when promoting its product or services to potential customers that should be achieved within a given time frame. So marketing is service, a form of marketing. Marketing is service means marketing, a form of marketing that focuses on offering, exchanging, creating services of the value to the customer. So you market the service, you decide on the factor of the pricing, and then you offer, and in that is called marketing service. And then peripheral services, these are goods or that are not essential to the primary service, but good, but to enhance it. Internal marketing, another term which we have used previously, management philosophy of promoting the firm and its policies to employees as if they are the internal customer to the firm. So if your employees are being explained about the product, then they could market it well. It is always that a good product is marketed good in this. So that is the internal marketing. If you are happy with the product for which you have joined, obviously you would do a wonderful job. So internal marketing is that level of understanding. Product-centric marketing, creating a positive consumer experience at the point of sale. You must have seen, you see people coming in, sampling stuff at the mall, trying the stuff. That is product-centric marketing. People have seen that and experienced the point of sale. They are happy about the product which is being marketed. A customer-centric approach can add value to a company by enabling it to differentiate itself from competition. So they can buy the customer's confidence, the client's confidence at that product-centering marketing. Relationship networking, this is an art of meeting people and benefiting from their relationship. Definitely it's an art, marketing is an art. I have been in this industry of marketing for a number of years, and it's an art. As I've said previously, it is a mind influencing another mind systematically. That is a relationship marketing. Service level, this, as I said, this measures the performance of a system. Certain goals are defined. For example, service level. Everybody wants to offer an excellent service level, but they are defined, and to which you must have seen that service levels are always at a very high. The service level poor, marketing is not up to the mark. And again, supply chain management, supply chain coming in short the term uses, SCM is the management of the flow of goods. So somebody is saying from moment of a storage of raw material, work in process, inventory, and then finally going as a finished product from the point of origin to the consumption. This goes as a supply chain management. And the value creation, another term, another jargon keeps coming. Performance of an action that increase the worth of goods, services, or even a business. So somebody creates an awareness of a brand or the value for that product by bringing in as a brand ambassador to that product, and that the value is created. For example, a celebrity has been taken over as a brand ambassador to create a value for that product. So that's a value creation. Now, the shift, we go to another altogether new topic, the shift from transaction-based marketing to relationship marketing. Transaction-based marketing means buyer and seller exchange characterized by limited communication. You go to the mall, you buy it, you have checked the product, that's all. The deal is done, marketing has happened, by their advertisement, the sale has happened. That's a transaction-based marketing. Relationship marketing, development, growth, and maintenance of long-term cost-effective relationship with individual customers, suppliers, employees, and other partners of mutual benefit. That's called relationship marketing. That is more required these days. You cannot just sell. We don't sell something which is monopoly. We are not selling technology of making aircraft. We are talking of few things, which is relationship marketing. That has to be developed. Views customers as equal partners in the transaction. So views customers as equal partners in transaction. Encourage, now we are coming into the activities. Encourage long-term relationship. Always, any marketing should always look at a long-term goal. You don't just sell and forget about your customer. If you have been successful in selling a product to a customer, mind it, he has become customer for you long time. Traditionally, if you've been hearing, there are traditional people who have been buying ornament from one jeweler, and they would very proudly say, yes, my grandmother, when she got married, she also made her ornament from this shop. So that's a long-term relationship. Then collaborative exchange between buyer and seller. You have to collaborate between them. Firms try to move buyer and seller relationship from the lowest to the highest level of continuum of the relationship marketing to strengthen the mutual commitment between them. Now, what is the first level of marketing? Focus on price. All of us know, no matter how much you like a product, the ultimate game is the bottom line. How much I'm paying for this. So most superficial level, least likely to lead to long-term relationship. So nowadays people look at the cost, which is most first level. Marketers rely on pricing to motivate customer. Obviously, people are now changing their loyalty for the sake of price. I was happy with this, but the new product is offered to me at 50 rupees less. So marketers will also see how is our marketing pricing. Competitor can easily duplicate pricing benefit. Obviously, somebody, a marketing company, a production company, has invested huge amount of money into production of that, into research. Obviously, the pricing will be very high. For example, a lot of electronic gadgets which we get from a particular country are lower in prices because the hard work of studying, market research into production, all that is done by another country, and that country just produces on a mass scale and meet the price to meet the pockets. The quality is not up to the standard, but that product goes well in the market. Which is a sad part, but that's what happens. Duplication come in the market, and the competition take full advantage of the cost and dump their product into such markets with pricing as the prime element. Second level, we go to another level, which is social interaction, which is like customer service and communications are key factors. So you make a communication through social interaction. For example, a good, maybe wine shop holding a wine tasting reception. There are few shops, not in India of course, but I would say from my international experience, they would have a wine tasting going on where people can stand up and taste the wine. Not in India of course, excuse me, that you cannot have a wine tasting in India. Third level, an independent partnership. That relationship transform into a structural changes that ensured partnership and interdependence between buyer and so. If buyer doesn't buy from a product supplier, he has got no other choice but to buy from them only. So it is more like third level. I would consider this as something of a monopoly situation. But there are people who are ready to pay high amount of money to just being dependent on a product. So marketer use three major steps to measure and improve how well they meet customer needs. What is customer's need first of all? Firm must understand what customer need, want and expect. So firm must understand this. Must measure customer satisfaction. There is always certain gauge factor, not in the real style of gauging, but from 10 to 1 and 10 being the highest. That is what the customer service and satisfaction level, which has to be gauged. Obtaining customer's feedback. We do get feedback and ensuring customer satisfaction. And this is one area where you really improve on your customer service and quality of your product. And then sources of information that include toll-free numbers or online. Sometimes you encourage your customer to call you up on toll-free numbers. Feedback, of course, the feedback which we have just said, and evaluators posing a customer. There are fictitious people planted who evaluate the product. They could be called as a mystery caller, and they call and check the validity of any good company which want to test how they have been successful, would always have an evaluator posted for that product. Then complaints help firm. I've said a lot that complaints, don't take it. It is to be taken in the strict sense that to improve your product and demonstrate commitment to the service. That where you fell short of your service, where you are not scoring on the competition is offering, that is your service that would lift up. And firms may conduct surveys and monitor blogs. There are regular monitoring of blogs by big brand name, what people write about it, and they improve on that. So buying, building and seller relationship, customer form relationship to reduce choices and simplify the buying process. There are a lot of surveys. There is a website called Monkey Survey that is being encouraging for surveys from time to time. And you, those of you who would be using Yahoo or health sort of website, there are regular surveys which keep coming. So that is one also relationship that can be developed. Then don't forget, as I've said, customer may shift their loyalties if they receive better benefit. And this is one area which has to never be forgotten in marketing activities. No matter whatever you sell, customer have a choice. With this mindset, if you market your product and improve on your qualities, there is no reason why should not you be successful. Let's talk about how marketers keep customers. Retaining customer is far more profitable than losing them. Very simple to understand. Nobody wants to lose one customer. According to one study, marketers have firms generate more profit with each additional year of a relationship. Obviously, the profit keep going. When the profit keep going, every additional year of relationship brings more profit. Frequency marketing, frequent buyer. There are a lot of companies who honor their frequent buyer, frequent flyer for airline, frequent guest at the hotel, and that is where marketing programs are specially designed for them so that they get benefit. Example, if you have a frequent flyer of an airline, say Star Alliance, so you can use all that, you get free benefit of excess baggage, upgrade, so much so that you can get free tickets. So these are all the rewards which are given. Affinity marketing, another area, marketing efforts sponsored by an organization that solicits responses from individuals who share common interests and activities. So that's an affinity marketing. Database marketing. Well, nowadays we have got a lot of database which we collect, and that is how we target. There we know what type of end user we are targeting. So that it's, you prepare a software and then analyze what is the marketing needs of these consumers. These are the right type of consumers. They are targeted according to that. So that help from the database marketing that identify the most profitable customer. There is no point selling to a customer a product which is worth 5,000 rupees, whose monthly income is just 8,000 rupees. That product per person will not be able to buy. So database will provide, yes, this is a credit card holder and his credit limits are 1 lakh rupees. Ultimately, he has a capability to spend. And data comes from where? Data comes from multiple sources. That includes credit application. And mind it, though many data collectors, especially credit card companies, they keep saying, we don't share the data, but they do so. And that is where the data is being collected. There are professional companies who have got huge amount of data. You may be finding at some schools or colleges, few companies keep coming and asking and collecting your phone numbers. So now new technologies are providing. You register for something, you will be going into lucky dip. You'll be lucky winner. So all that is also the new technologies which are coming up. I thank you very much for listening to me.